Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, I heard you were a wild one. Ooh, if I took you home, I'd be a home run. Show me how you do. I wanna shoot down the clock.
And welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. Those of you tuning in, I hope you're ready. This is Jethro. It's taken a little bit to get it to go, but you know how Mercury is. Patty, are you there?
I'm here.
We've worked through four methods, and I've learned to do new things with phones that I haven't. So those of you, hang on. We've got the music. You've already had it. Just take a second here, and I'm going to contact those of you that are in here with the room. It's 773-897-6461. As those of you know, with Mercury retrograde, we'll talk a little bit about it today. It does turn the communication around, but we're wild already, so it just helped us. I want to thank all of you fans that are contacting through. We're right now right in the room. We've got the chat room open over here at Psychic Gone Wild. So make sure you go in there. You may see it as Psychic Jethro Radio. They're the both same station. So I know all of you guys that are getting in, it's just a little confusing. Hang on. The fun thing is, it's Fun Friday. And as all of you have been introduced to me, I'm going to introduce you to the one and only phenomenal. She's an actor, producer, psychic medium, community activist, and has been communicating with the spirit world since she was a toddler. She's conducted her first seance at the age of 8, and since then has been on radio, television, across living rooms across America. She's just a phenomenal magic woman, Patty Negri. Patty, how are you today?
I'm excellent. Happy Friday to you, Jethro. And everybody, thank you guys for your patience, and life is good. It's a weekend, it's holidays for almost everybody in one form or another. Life is good.
So beautiful. And, you know, everyone that's doing the spring occasion, make sure you guys contact here. We've got a lot of you asking questions. I'm going to be a little bit slow today, so bear with me. I'd really want you to go into the room there at the radio station so that you can contact. So what I'm going to be doing is reading some of the things we've got off here. Me and Patty are at the top of the subject. We've had a lot of you fans writing us, and you may be part of this. I have people worried that it's a little bit of conspiracy, and I don't think so. I think it's just Jethro's having an odd day with radio because it's got a Mercury rising. But they're going, you brought up Donald Trump. Do you think maybe something's going up? He wants to shut you two up? And I said, oh, my God, you never know. You know, there's been other people wanting to shut me and her up, and it never worked. So, you know, we have a really good way with you, Patty, of getting real wild. And what you guys want from us, and you're going to get the really fun thing today with, is seeing real actual psychics. What our capabilities are is seeing that progression that's coming in your life, seeing you now to help you with your future, and be able to do that. So you got the right idea. I was very happy this morning and impressed that you look to us, you know, as your knowledge and your power to help you make your logical decisions. We did have someone tease me. I am living here real close to where he's living right now, so if there's any problems, I'm going to call you guys back. You know? So they're like, oh, and I go, well, Patty's in California, but, you know, the government can find you anywhere. So we love the fact we're going to do this. I've got a lot of you calling in. I want to thank you, Maryland's radio station over here in the morning, 105 and 12. You guys are putting in some work here with us, and we want to just tease you about the fact that you've decided to go wild. And we're just very grateful anytime you can help any of us, and we just are real excited. Got a new broadband for those of you who are tuning in. So if you're hearing us, and let me know when we're on the phone. You're going to be hearing some different sounds. I'm tuning it in, and I've got a friend here helping me, and we're working on making sure that you get the best radio show. Patty, they want to know, what's Patty doing? What's she been up to lately? So tell them what Patty's been up to.
I've been up to all sorts of fun things. You know, I've been really busy because my Ghost Adventures that aired last week the phone hasn't stopped ringing, and the Twitter, and it's all that social media stuff. It's kind of fun. It's really fun, actually. It's introduced me to a whole lot of wonderful people. Working on another show that I can't talk about, and another project. It's a new media project with Eli Roth. He's the horror director from like Cabin Fever and all those really scary movies. I'm not doing a scary movie with him, but I am going to be doing a seance series on his new network, so I will have more info on that soon. So I'm just running around enjoying life, playing with my puppy. She's got a show airing soon. I'm a proud mama more than anything else.
I love it. And doing magic and helping people along the way. Those of you, you know, that have contacted us are going, Jethro, I'm just loving to meet all of you. I was given this program through a situation on the computer, and I'm not sure. They said that you actually do free readings. Are you guys crazy? Yeah, a little probably, but what we'd love to do is have you call us, 773-897-6461. This is live. So there will be a few free readings over the radio show, and then you want to get the full reading. You know, this is like an appetizer, of course, because of timing. We have so many people. We want to help as many. We'll give you a little of time, so we are going to have to kind of only be able to give you one question answers, and then we'll go ahead and work with you a little bit. Me and Patty are real good about it. We want to help you more. To be fair, go to our sites at pattynegri.com. That's pattinegri.com. Or Psychic Jethro, psychicjethro.com, and you can get the full read. You want to schedule this in. And what I've teased people about for years when they contact my site, I have it all efficient. I'm a one-man stop. You can come, get your reading, get your things in. I want to thank all of you guys here in D.C. You know, you teased me that I, you know, had been kind of taking it easy. Well, you've got me back, and I'm so glad. I had a little time. I had to lose a little weight. You guys know the truth. I was getting a little bit big for all my cooking. So I took a little time and got myself back where I felt comfortable out in the world. So call us, get a hold of us. We're going to grab a couple of phones, and then we're going to talk that topic. Remember, going to the sites there, put in there, you saw Psyche's Gone Wild or something. Me and Patty do, you know, we communicate in another social setting. So if something were to come in and say, I saw Psyche's Gone Wild and I love Patty, Patty will write to me and tell me so-and-so. You know, you always can give your name. And we're going to pick winners. Those people of you that are contacting us and listening to us on that, we're going to pick winners. We love to give the free reading, but you guys know, like we know, well, we're here to help you. So we need that feedback. We never share any of this information. It's always confidential. I want to thank you, one of our fans of Patty, Russell, has gotten a bunch of people that have gotten together, and he's sending me stuff that you guys have put in that you love about Psyche's Gone Wild, and I will share them on the show. So, Patty, it sounds like we're going to have a good Friday. You ready to roll with these phones?
I am ready to roll. Let's rock.
You sound perfect. Do I sound all right?
You sound perfect. You always sound perfect.
We're going to get them. 780, how are you now, 780? You want to start this out?
Hey, Jethro, thanks so much for taking my call. It's Jay from Canada. Thanks, Patty.
Dave.
Hey. And
did you have a question?
Yeah,
or
my question.
What a psychically guess.
Yeah, you know, my question is that I'm going through a lot of stuff right now, and one of them is actually having concerns about our company laid off about 6 people, and I was going to become number 7, but they offered me you got to do more work and things like that. But they're really scrutinizing me right now as compared to other people, and I just wondered about my job situation and looking for another job. Thank you.
Well, very good.
Well, definitely put everything you got into this, because and let them see that, okay, there was a good that reason they saved you. Because there was, what I'm getting is there was a reason that you were saved. You were not let go, because it's either another stepping stone onto something else, or that they're going to see something. So make them happy that they didn't let you go, and also go look for another job. That's what I'm getting. Jethro, are you getting?
I am, and we tease about, you know, you got trumped by Trump. I feel like there's something going on here with your energy, obviously, that there's some outside factors of some higher force there. Something is going on, and I feel like I agree with Patty. They're saying get another job. I also feel like this is a blessing for you. I feel like you're going to do success in another area. You have some energy here that is very high in your aura that I feel like this – you make good money, and you're going to make better money and more of a job where you have a little more you know, things going in with what's going on. You know, you need that.
Mm.
You know, and I feel that's what you need to be able to do, is I feel like they want that going there. Talk to me a little bit. You said your name, and I apologize. I've got people to understand I can't chat with them. They want me to chat, and I'm trying to not hurt their feelings. I want to focus with you and give you the fairness of what we're doing here. So I'm asking you, you said that your job, and I got a funny energy. Do you mind saying your name just a little bit for me so my guys can pick up why I'm picking up? I feel heat with you. I feel like you really want to keep this job, or there's something you really want. Am I correct?
I'm wondering right now, because I think I'm going to look for another job. My name is actually Jay. Jay.
Thank you. Thank you. And I have a nickname that people know me by, and sometimes the guys will give a different resonation. And thank you, Jay. I like what the angel's saying. I'm getting a little anxiety from you. I feel like you don't want to play the game of the interviewing, and it's the whole going out and having to deal with the new faces, and you're kind of a little grumpy bear, Jay. Don't get hurt or mad at me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a long process again, so not looking forward to it. Yeah.
And this just started recently with this Mercury retrograde. This is a time to correct, to find the right one. Talk to me a little bit about it, because I think, you know, we've got a few minutes here. You've been so nice and polite. You waited through all of our music. You probably heard every song I had in here. The deal with it, Jay, is that your relationship is something there. As Patty said, get another job. Look at that exciting. Turn that into you're going out there. You're going to have new people, new friends. I feel like that this is why the guys want you to do a shift, is you're very good worker, and I feel like the other job is good that you've got it, but you're supposed to be doing something bigger and better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, I feel
yeah,
with you.
It seems like it's always not consistent, so I'm really evaluating what they got to do. So,
whenever you choose to do, don't carry a sense of like betrayal with you. because the only one that will hurt is you. Like when you're walking into a new job, you know, when you do leave this place, again, for some reason I'm hearing just be phenomenally amazing there for some reason. The universe is watching, I don't know. But when you leave, just leave it. Don't put on a sense of betrayal or anger or sad or pissed off vibe to it. Because, again, you don't want to carry that into your new place. Just let it go. Like Jethro said, I agree 100%. On to bigger and better.
The best is what yet to come for you, yes. And we love you, Jay. Definitely get a hold of us at our website. We'd like to get a little more in depth there. Patty, what clothes, what color do you feel you should wear? Patty has this really cool gift of wearing different colors and things to get jobs.
Okay. Well, the one that Jethro was waiting to hear, the one to go get any important meeting, important interview, whatever you have, wear darkish blue underwear. It raises your vibration. That's a high vibration, like chakra color, and you're putting them on your low red and orange chakras. So even if they don't see your panties, which hopefully they won't, you are raising your vibration color. Unless you're trying out for a pole dancer, and that may or may not be your next career. Probably
yeah,
not.
Yeah, that's a good comeback there, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, blue panties, high vibration color.
Blue panties, okay, sure.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jay. You have to call us back. Now show us the panties, but tell us how these panties roll or go.
Yeah, okay.
Never mind. Take care, you rock. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Much love. Bye-bye.
Much love. We are rocking here. We've got people calling in. Patty's talking about panties. We've got people over here saying, Jethro, this show is really wild. I'm really glad I called in. I've been all bummed all day, sitting inside. I couldn't get out. Now I'm sitting here real happy, realizing you guys are right. It's always better things to have. That is what we talked about. Those of you tuned in with the Meditation Master, the Yoga Masters, we learned this from the Manifestating, Patty, you know, and I tease her. She's known as a psychic, obviously. She's phenomenally American-known psychic medium, but Patty also does white magic. White magic and the work of it, a lot of times the main gasoline, or what I call the energy, is positive energy. You can move mountains. People have proven, as Patty will show you if you look on the videos there, about her money one and a couple of other things she uses, physical things. But the intent, the energy she's doing, it makes it go stronger. Am I correct, Patty?
Yes. Everything has attributes. Everything has energy. You know, just and more than everything, it's creating that intent. It's creating that laser beam view of what you want, where you're going. And you could do that lots of ways. You could do that with prayer. You could do that with affirmations. You can do that with vision boards. You could do that with candle work. You could do the spell work. You could do it herbs and oils and sounds. But it's all really about creating that crystal clear laser beam view in your intent. And when you have that, you get it. That's magic. That's the secret.
Love it. Now I'm going to introduce you to 352. You need to come in and talk to Patty, and I'm going to go behind me, and the sound man are going to bounce the mercury around a little bit to get this real better for all of you guys that are calling in. If you do get disconnected, just call right back, you guys. 352, how are you?
I'm good. Hi, Jethro. This is Cindy. Hi, Patty.
Hi.
Cindy,
hi.
Patty, Cindy. I'll be back in 3 minutes once we find out why Mercury's playing with our wavelength.
Okay.
Did you have a question, Cindy?
I do. Can you give me any insight on what's going on with my ex as far as I just filed another police report a few days ago. I found out he just got arrested last night on a DUI and charged with one of them. And just, is that going to stop what's been going on, or is he going to get out and just be better and do more?
Wow. Can I get his first name, just his first name?
Yeah, Morris.
Morris, okay. He's really falling down a rabbit hole, but you already know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's just spinning out. He's he does not have to take you with you or cause you any pain or fear or anything like that. Are you keeping records of everything that he's doing right and around you and things like that?
Oh yeah, of course, and I've got a stack of police reports. And,
okay. Do you have a daughter?
No.
Okay. All right. Because I keep seeing a young girl. Is he hanging out with some young girl or something like that?
I have no idea. We broke up 10 months ago, and he's still stalking me.
Oh God. Okay. Well, okay.
I've got a restraining order against him. I wish he'd find somebody so he'd get distracted.
Well, I'm seeing, and I'm actually a little more concerned for her. I'm seeing, and young doesn't mean she's even young. It's just like a youthful energy I'm seeing to a girl around him. That he probably is going to take some of his attention away. I don't know if that's good for her or not good for her, but he's still feeling. It's like he's stalking you because he wants to win. Does that make sense to you?
I've got a restraining order against him, and every court hearing he's lost, and he wants to always prove, you know, he keeps violating the injunction. He's violated it like 2,000 times, and they finally just arrested him and got a warrant for one violation.
Wow.
And so he just, like, thinks he has a free pass and he can't be stopped. And, you know, he called up on the phone and said he's not violating anything. And I'm like, you're violating the injunction. Don't call me back. He changed his number to call me to get me to answer the phone. Totally
wow.
Different state area code, yeah.
No.
And I recorded it and took it to the police.
Record it? I mean, record it, like I said, do all that stuff, but don't fuel his fire. Don't make it a competition of you or him. Don't engage him. Fighting back is just going to fuel it harder. You know, if you have to just say, I'm not talking to you, hang up. Don't say, I'm going to call the police. Do call the police.
Well, that's the first time I've talked to him in 10 months because I have a restraining order against him, but he changed his phone number. So when I answered, he was on the other end of the line, and I didn't know it was him because it wasn't his old number.
Well.
Yeah.
It is not going to continue though. He is going to get to such a point that he's going to get really put in jail. That's why Spirit really told me to keep track of everything. And if you've got all those arrest records, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But more than anything else, don't engage and don't fuel the fire. And just keep yourself.
I don't engage him. I ignore him. But I mean, he's like tried to break in the house at 3:00 in the morning and sneaking around in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, doing drive-bys in front of the house. You know, messaging me on Facebook, which I ignore, and just made a police report, and then now calling me, texting me, because he just thinks he can't be stopped, you know?
Right.
He's an alcoholic. He's on drugs. He's an alcoholic.
Cindy. You've got to get, you can get a protection order. I can almost do it out of
hand. No, I have one.
Protection order, but
no.
But, and then I would reinforce it. And every time he comes within feet, you contact him and the city officials and stuff. We got to get you safe. I agree with me and Patty. We're both trying to get you, but we got to get higher officials. We can't help here. You got to get, and I see what you're frustrated. They keep showing me you're moving out of Florida, but you can't get out. Am I correct?
Right. I have now found a place, and it's going to be an owner finance with no money up front, but I still have to, it is kind of money up front. So I have to come up with all the closing costs. And
okay.
The place is going to need fencing and a lot of work before I can move to animals there. It's been vacant for 10 years and there's no fence. But it's a doable property because it's that empty and need of work. And I'm worked out an agreement on it, but I have to come up with the money for all the closing costs before I can go up and start putting fence on it and before I can turn the electric on and see if the house is safe and there's like windows. Doors that need to be replaced on the house because it's been empty for 10 years. It's an old farmhouse on a big, you know.
Cindy, I love you dearly, and I want to read you, but I can't talk, so I can't see your future. And I realize what you're giving me, and I've got your back, and I love the fact of your energy. But I didn't just like her. We're seeing the future. You've got to make a stand. There's something karmically about you and this man. You can get the mountain, you can get Muhammad, you can get the temple, but until you deal with this energy of standing up, getting someone there, and it isn't just the protection arc, like I was starting to say. Also take the steps of making sure within so many feet, and you do this, and there, you know, I feel like there's part of you not feeling they're listening, and that's not true. It takes the police a little bit. Our officers are our friends, you know. I worked with them for years in all different states. What you want to do, and we got to do, is we got to get you out of there. I do feel, you know, we should talk with you maybe out of there because we're running on time to manifest some things. Let's sit you down and get a time where we can get you out of there because that's all I keep hearing from your guys. They're like, go now, girl, go, you know. And so we're going to – I have to run here.
I
want to
go.
I definitely
am trying to get out. I just need the money to make the move. And I've got a place now. I just need the money to get.
Okay. Yeah, you need to be protected physically, literally, spiritually, emotionally, every which way. So, you know.
We love you, Cindy. Hope we helped you stay wild, but not that wild, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sending you love. Okay.
Love that. All of you tuning in, this is Psychic Jethro with Patty Negri, and we're going real wild. And there's a topic today that a lot of you want to discuss, and we're going to discuss that topic that was born on June 14th. The topic that people want to know about their future or what's going to happen for our country, and what is Patty Negri and Psychic Jethro's thoughts about Donald Trump, our wealthiest and oldest president that we've had so far in the United States of America. Okay, I hope you guys are ready to go wild. Patty, would you like to go first as a lady? I'll let you take the first drink.
It's scary, but light will win. We will be okay. We're in crazy times. We are changing times. I'm not going to go into the astrology of everything, but this is a huge time of shift. This is when we do have to roll up our sleeves and be strong. That doesn't mean yes, protest, but I say yes, protest, but it means we have to be the light bearers. I'm as frightened as everybody, honestly. I can't believe what he's doing. The mother of all bombs is the cover of the newspaper. It's like, really, wow. You know, and why even to put the word mother in the mother of all bombs? It's like, what's wrong? Where is it? But to me, it is part of this shift. And I guess the universe finally said, okay, these people aren't listening well enough, and we're not shifting fast enough. So let's put them, you know, into the fast track of something. But all we can do is stay in our light. Our prayers, our magic, our action does make a difference. And more than anything else, it's who we are being. That's my, in the simplest terms of it. Jethro, I'm sure you can put a lot better wording in.
I love it. And yes, I can as a Scorpio. You got this Libra off balance. You're her, you know,
yes.
Because of it. The gentleman is, you know, he was born on June 14th. We start out with the Gemini. For those of you that know metaphysical holistic, I need to look at that. I've looked at his aura. I've seen his picture. I've seen him on video. I've not actually seen him live because I have a really busy career with doing what I do, you guys, with you. But I call him orange-haired, and I do think he's the orange-haired one, because what he's done is he's brought that Gemini charm in, and he's done some really good things. He owned the beauty pageants, for those of you who knew that. He, at one point in his life, he also did he hosted the show The Apprentice, you know, a reality television series. I am very impressed on that Gemini part of him, but there's another twin that all of us are afraid of. I don't want him to want to get the attention or the energy, and my fear, and what we've been really putting out, what we've seen, is I do feel like Patty was saying, these change, these times, we've got such a planet stress on the United States. We need to have that 45th president strong, capable, no outburst. You know, I love Twitter. It's a great place. Those of you know, there's like right now we have over 45,000 fans of you guys, and we love you. But I don't tell you my personal stuff, and I don't really want the business part of me on there. I think as president, I think that he is trying to reach out to you guys, and I think he saw on the social media that I would like him to address what he says, because one thing good about typing in work, which as a Scorpio, we keep track of papers. You know, you say something 3 months ago, you'll never do, or you accuse another president or someone else, an official, this is not right. Then we see you 3 or 4 months later. It's been his pattern. He will turn around and do exactly that thing that he complained about someone else for. You can hear me getting emotional. My Scorpio goes, I worry for you because I want the real, you know, decency to go at it. And I think unfairly we all were surprised. I was happy. You know, we all want the best for our government in the United States. We know things are predestined. But I think the surprise for us is some of the things I disagree is him going across our Native American lands. We don't want to do that to anyone else's graveyards, and I really think that's offensive. I think the fact that when he took a stand and basically was telling, you know, different officials here, some of the lady things he said, that offends me. I don't feel that he needs to treat the women in a way. And sometimes he's real charming, but he has also got that side where I feel like he's having a tantrum. That's in my opinion.
That's extraordinarily nice of you, Jethro. I could have put it in.
No dirty words, nothing there.
No, because, again, our leaders, and I pray that he finds it. I don't want him to just crash and burn. I want him to find something called integrity. I want him to say, find something called virtue and honesty, and not everything done just out of selfishness, you know, something looking outside himself. But I haven't seen that yet. So we have to be that.
I love that. And that's exactly it, being here and now and full control. You know, and I know a lot of you individuals, we've talked about this, you know, when we had the thing with Obama, one thing that really was impressive back then was the second election is when we were really in full force here with the show. And one of the excellent things I found with all of you, we made a lot of learning ground. I believe that that's what our higher energy is doing. This individual is in, he's there. And I saw a lot more voters. I saw people, because of the second term, that agreed or disagreed or how they felt things were going with different plans, step forth. This is the same thing about it. If nothing else, this Gemini has brought that strength, that intensity to us back. It's put you guys right back in. How many people have noticed how much more concern? Those of us who, that is an active assignment, activist, we want to be able to save our things. We will take a fight. You know, we want to keep our heritage. You know, one of the things I've been so impressed, and those of you see with Patty, is taking care of Hollywood, making sure that those old historic places, those wonderful things that have been done in Hollywood, stay there to preserve for other people. Where this gentleman, and this is what we're going to talk about, is his powers, his build. There's been a lot of speculation, and I laugh about the fact that, you know, they're all like, you know, he's tricky. He's able to do his taxes. He's very smart. He's used the law. That's the Gemini clever. But what I really am concerned is more concerned of, was it all American products? Probably not. And those are the things that we're trying to address. And people are just saying, well, it's not your business. He's the 146th millionaire, you know, that we all know, the wealthiest man in the world. I'm not coming at that. What I'm coming at, like Patty, we want to know what the morals. Did you do this off of other people? Because we want you to do well. We all want to be successful. And now that you're on the spotlight, we're all hoping that you stay positive and successful. So we got all of you guys called in. Everyone's out there. It's getting really wild here. I'm over here going really crazy. Can you pick up my phone? I hope this is you. I've got so many callers. You guys just hang on. You haven't gone wild yet.
That's right. And I'm sorry. My door is going wild over here. I apologize. The barking is me. I apologize.
No, that's okay. It happens. You know, the Skype caller, can you hear me?
Hey.
Hello?
Hi, Patrick. Good show. I like the energy. Thank you for taking the call.
You got in. You pushed everybody out of the way. So how are you, Miss Aggressive One?
I'm okay. Thank you.
So good. Have you ever called the show? What we do is we need to get permission from your guides. If you'll say your first name, and I feel like we need a question from you. There's something going on. You got a couple of things really you would like to know about your future.
Yes, I do. Please. My name is Crystal.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and anything that my guides are telling you will be great.
Perfect. Now, you know that's a general reading, so you're going to get general information. They're going to say, you are a girl, and you're sitting here talking to me. No, I'm going to tease you. We love that. Actually, this is one of the things. I got to get you in a better mood, Crystal. You're holding back energy a little bit. I feel like you're kind of down. There's something going on here that you want to change, but you're not sure what the change is, so you're hanging out. You know what I'm feeling?
Yes.
Yes. Now, the first time reading you, and I apologize, there's these really kooky sounds because of Mercury. You know, we're all playing. And what
I
the
know.
Energy is doing. Mercury makes the communications, and right now it's going backwards, so everything goes woo-hoo until we get it together. They're telling me it's a good time for a reading. Excellent time, Crystal. And what they're telling me with your energy is that you said help with your life, and I love it. You need some work with it, but you got some abilities. And they're going, come on, Crystal, we're giving you that gut feeling. We're telling you behind, hey, girl, go do this. And I feel like you're kind of sitting back going, I think I might want, but I don't know. That's where we've got to clarify it. We've got to get all that off the table. Have you ever made cookies homemade?
Oh, I'm not really. Good in the kitchen.
Tried, but. Oh, yes, I had a feeling. You know, birds of a feather, we flock together good in the kitchen. What I feel with your energy that's happening is they want you, Crystal, to take on an energy. Time's a clicking, girl. You know, you want to do this. I don't feel like you're getting out to meet. I feel like you're kind of sitting back waiting for life to come in for you instead of getting out there grabbing the banquet and taking a spoonful of the, you know, ice cream. Yeah. Yeah, and there's something about the male thing relationship. You have a taste for guys that you're real choosy, or you keep picking the ones who don't know how to act. There's something there going on with you and Cupid.
Yeah, like I don't know. I guess I'm picking the wrong ones.
Oh, come on. There's no wrong ones. We just haven't grown up yet, and we were just early pulled out of the garden. Now, come on. Okay, yeah,
right,
there's some
yeah.
wrong ones. Patty, what do you feel for a wonderful crystal? What do you feel with our...
Wonderful crystal. You need to go out and have fun. You need to laugh. I'm getting tired just listening, and I hear that I feel this beautiful spirit, this beautiful heart, but it feels so covered up right now.
Mm-hmm.
So regardless of anything else going on in your life or love or partners or this or that, you have to get happy with you. Got to come up out of that valley is what it feels like to me. Appreciate how just really beautiful your spirit is. You're getting too influenced by outside forces or something like that. Have a little more faith. Jump in. Does that make sense? Are you feeling that?
Yeah. Just there's too much going on, and everybody wants to direct my life for me, and
okay,
I'm not trying to have it anymore.
Okay, you have to take care of you first. You first. No matter what obligations, no matter if you have to save the whole world and take care of 912 people and work and bosses and everything else, put your oxygen mask on yourself before helping others. If you're running dry, girl, you are running dry. That's what this is. It's you've just got no gas in your tank. So even make them wait. You know, if it's 10 minutes in the morning that you do some exercise for yourself or a breathing or a bath or a meditation or a walk in the park or hugging a tree or something to fill yourself back up, that you're running on empty. And
you may have taken your energy. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
We love you. I hope that helped you for a general reading. We got what we got, and call us back. Get with us. Come up with a thing. I'm nice to meet you. Come on and call us again.
Thank you. Thank you both. Have a
wonderful breathe. Go to the park. Make time. Okay?
Love all you guys tuning in. We're going a little bit wilder, happier, wilder times than you've got. I know all of you want to talk to us. You want to make that connection. I am telling you that we've had some little experience. I'm going to take a little bit of time just to kind of catch some of you. Jackie McCullough won the Sunstone Necklace for those of you who were contacting. We've had a couple of other winners. Yesterday we had someone in the Heart and Science of Yoga by Leonard Perlmutter. We will be having him back. I think him and Patty together with his positive mastery of yoga and the master energy, with her positive energy of magic, we can save all of you in one show. So call us in. We'll grab your hands and we'll get wild. And you got to know the thing is, like I said, put the mask on. So you'll do your part with it. I want to take just a minute here. Those of you tuning in, tonight's the night to be here for the Friday Night Circle in Alexandria. We are taking the first ones and we close the door. I'm sorry we have to lock you out, but we only have one way in, one way out. First chairs gets in. I am making my magic cake tonight. It's ready, done. I'm just putting on the coconut frosting for those of you who like it. You ready to do it? I haven't done this since Florida, so those of you up here that had it at my house know that this is the first time in public, so it does well. Everything in it is natural. I can guarantee you that it won't only bring you positive things in your life, but the energy and the light of the things that were put in, everything from natural plantains to cinnamon, natural 100% vanilla bean, everything is going to be positive for you. So come ready to eat a little bit of food, good things. It does have a little bit of sugar because I am unfortunately a cook. Kay loves me, but I can't take stevia too much. So we do a little bit of that. So come on in. Let's have a blast. We've got a lot of you guys writing. Patty, we know that you're on TV. I love watching you on the show. Is it hard for your psychic ability sometimes under the lights and the crew? How does that affect you? I think that would probably affect your ability.
Well, I know you get used to it. I think because I kind of grew up in front of the camera, it's second nature to me. But it could. I remember my first TV seance like a billion years ago. It's like, but it's brighter than noonday sun out here, because it was like a food show seance and the food was the star. So that one was really tough, but you get used to it. And then shows like a lot of them that I do, like Ghost Adventures, there is no lights. We're doing it in the dark. It's even darker for us than what you guys see on TV most of the time. It's like, you know, when they say you've got that night vision camera stuff on it, it's true. So there is not lights. And I don't, it's just an adventure for me, especially shows like that one or the ones I have no idea what I'm getting into, none whatsoever. So that's kind of exciting. It's like, you know, I'll literally get a call from Zach. I'll get a call, okay, Patty, are you free tomorrow? I need you at this house. Show up at this address. Don't know where I'm going. And then he'll just go, okay, walk through. What do you see? Oh, okay. And it's like, okay, I've just been throwing up against the ceiling. Okay. What is this? It's fun. And, you know, and then we really do. You guys, of course, see the highlight clips of something. We really do get to work with the people, help with the people. You guys are only seeing the exciting moments, but there's really depth and there really is healing and there's really communication and conversation that a lot of people probably don't know. So I still am following my path of just helping people, not just, you know, getting thrown up against the ceiling.
I love it. Last week, those of you tuned in got to hear Patty do an explicit interview a little bit there talking about being a stand-in for Laurie Anderson and having Arnold Schwarzenegger lift her above her head. Patty is wild. She's not joking. She's real and she's live and wild person. It's fun with her and her husband out there in California. So you guys call in. I've got a lot of friends here. We're going to grab a few calls. I do ask all of you, I know that this is very frustrating that you've had to wait, but do realize what we want to do is we want to give you this while you're listening. And the point of this is to give you an idea of what we're like, because this is what we are. It's 4:04 here right now in the East Coast, here in Virginia, right, you know, 20 miles from Washington, D.C. For those of you in the time, feel the energy of the angels right now. Start working with that. Watch your clock. See that 4:04 is a strong, positive intent. We're being watched. We're being protected. There's a higher light universe with us. So start noticing that with you that are calling in. We're going to be doing some questions for you guys. Those are like the Psychic Gone Wild trivia. You know, what's the name of Patty's star dog and things like that. You know, we've got to be able to do those things to win these bigger prizes because we're going to be giving some really good stuff away here in the last of April into May. We want to thank Bob's car and deal service over here. He's also spoken to us. He said that he is right now willing to give a turquoise necklace away. He's helping with it. If anyone who wants to contact, this is a nice, beautiful necklace. We've got a $50 value for anyone who will contact at psychicjethro.com and tell them about Patty's panties. He really needs those. But Bob is, and he's out of this world. We love you, Bob, but you need to sit down and calm down. So he loves to see me, Rad. We've been friends for 20-some years. He's from Colorado. So all of you guys tuning in, I hope you're having a wild time. We are. We're trying to help you. Remember, contact us at our website to get the readings. This is the only place that I do really free readings. I do a little charity work, but you have to be in Tampa or, you know, over here in the Washington, D.C. area to get that reading. 760, what do you know? You've been hanging in here with your toenails and you're right up there with Natasha. How do you feel?
I feel that blessed that spirit led me to you. I'm a first-time caller, and hello, Jethro. Patty, while listening, I'm Carolyn, a fellow California girl, and I just love your positive energy and your laughter. I am trying to laser in on a health miracle, but it's been pretty challenging. And I want to ask you, since you have some experience in this area, I've picked up on so many things resonate with me. Just I can't resist interjecting. I heard the dog barking, and I was just praying that it was your. I'm a passionate animal lover and dog lover. And I said, oh my goodness. And laughter, no matter what I've gone through, is indeed the best medicine. And I've used your metaphor of taking care of yourself first of the airline. I just used that the other day, but I don't do it myself.
I know. We usually have to talk to ourselves first, even helping other people.
Yes.
Who are like, wait, that was for me too. Yeah. So do it.
I have to practice what I preach. But, Patty, it's been pretty intense. Just really quickly to give you some background, I need, and I believe a healing miracle is possible for me, but the first step is to be decades of clearing out some dark, really dark energy that's, let's just say, tracked me and in my current residence, but it's been everywhere. And I went through last week a really intense session where angel reinforcements were called in for a clearing. And I believe, you know, that it was successful, although I don't want to say Ghostbuster, the spiritualist who was trying to expel all of the, and there was one really strong one, and she was explaining to me, because I didn't understand that, of course, they're hiding all kinds of places. She was very flattering and said that they've stalked me and are attaching because I'm considered a prize. So the clearing she felt was successful, but since then, I don't want to second guess her question, but here's my question to you. With this learning, how intense and how deeply rooted or hidden in mirrors and other places and walls, can the dark energy hide in the electrical system, regardless of Mercury being retrograde, and in water? Because I feel there's still, and I could be wrong.
Electrical, I don't know that they hide there, but that is a conduit. That is a working for them. Did she give you things to put on mirrors, like sigils and symbols, like a Norwegian hex cross is the most powerful protective symbol. It's an eight-sided cross with a little half circles on the end of each. Put that on a mirror, you've just shut down that mirror. You're having bad dreams, you put it between your mattress and bop string, you just shut down bad dreams. You just it just disperses.
I don't
completely.
Have bad dreams because I don't sleep at all anymore for years.
That's not good. You have to sleep. How are you going to attract all sorts of things?
Well, they talk about running on vapors. I don't know. That's a miracle, but that's why my shelf life was just, say, rapidly running out, and that's why I'm trying to laser in on a miracle of healing. But I feel there's definitely still some obstacles. As far as what we've done from burning black candles, you know, through the years, salted sage, most recently in preparation, burning the pau d'arco wood, which I felt really good. I tried to stand in the smoke myself. As far as, yeah, there were some hidden portals and mirrors, but she felt, with assistance of Archangel Michael, that everything had been cast out, so to speak, and could not get back in. And so, you know, I don't, you know, doubt can let things in, but you
right.
also have to listen to your own intuition and read the signs through the years. And that's why I'm asking, do you sense that there's still any residual? I forgot to say, when I tried to ask a question, if it were possible that I could have been, in lay terms, reinfected, she said, no, once cast out, that was for at least inside, a forever thing. And so perhaps that's why she didn't instruct me to put the symbol you mentioned on the mirrors. There was a huge mirror in my bathroom where there was a lot of, she said it can be in mirrors. There were family portraits. I mean, I don't want to take too much time, but I'll let you talk.
She may not know my symbol. Most people don't. That's Norwegian. I study a billion different cosmologies, philosophies, belief systems, paranormal sciences, and I take the best of all of them. So because she didn't do it, that doesn't mean she didn't do something right. Plus, we all work different. Her path, her technique may. It's probably just as good or better than mine, just different. It's like a roadmap, your technique, you work within your technique.
Yes.
I always say there's protection things and simple things, like cascarilla powder is amazing, been used forever. It's eggshells, it's non-toxic, it won't hurt your children, it won't hurt your animals. A little bit of powder cascarilla, it costs next to nothing on the internet. You know, put it at your thresholds just for protection.
I was told with Definity, and yes, different spirituals use different modalities, but I feel that she didn't give me any symbols or anything further, other than maybe to burn some white candles to purify further, because she felt that everything had been expunged, expelled, and could no longer get in. All portals were closed, etc., and that there was no, at least inside. And that's my question. Do you sense any? I just don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sensing anything attached to your home, to you. I don't know how well I'm turning in right now because I don't know how
really
well.
Good.
But there's, again, we always have to you have to bathe regularly. You have to dust your house regularly. Just because you dust it once really, really good, in my belief system, I'm a believer in awareness and keeping things clear and safe. Just like I think people overuse sage. I'm glad you use Palo Santo in different words, because sage is cleansing. It's so clearing. It's great. And people go, I sage my house, but it's so cleansing. It creates a vacuum. So it's like dusting your whole house and then leaving the doors and windows open in a dust storm.
Yeah.
Don't ever just with that. Bring something else sweet in, you know, an angelic or a holy or something else with the intent, with the light, with the candle. I'm not going to ever say she's wrong, because she probably is 100% right. But I think never let go of your awareness. Just again, that you always have to, how is my house feel right now? Because who knows? Every new person who comes in or everything, not that you're going to attract a bunch of bad stuff, but if you are, her wording is cute, you're a prize. What I would say with people is that because you're a light bearer, so they see it and you draw them in like moths.
Yes. Patty, you said something incredible. Yeah, unfortunately, this body incarnate is so now weak and depleted. I was given a beautiful, at the risk of sounding, when your shelf life was running out, you don't have to be modest anymore. I'm in my 70s, but a beautiful, and it's been savaged and ravaged. We won't get how and why, but I've been so weak. You know, the bathing. In fact, one spiritual I talked to said, make sure you wash your feet every night, because she said, I learned that as a little girl, because you can track stuff in. And as far as, you know, you could come into a cleansed house and, you know, clean, bring in. And I've been so weak and so sick, I haven't been able to, you know, let's just say French baths mainly. And and so that's interesting too, because I didn't. So bathing is really almost a ritual bathing, right?
Yeah, my favorite cleansing bath is a white bath. Light a white candle, throw in some salt for cleansing, throw in some sugar, plain old cheap white sugar for sweetness, and throw in a cup of milk for nurturing, plain old cow's milk, salt, sugar, milk. But because it's not just cleansing, it's nurturing and it's sweet and it's like, oh, so magic. It rinse off afterwards because you feel a little bit like a bowl of cereal. But that's my favorite bath, and it costs nothing. What's a cup of salt, a cup of sugar, a cup of milk?
Well, then your puppy
you,
would
Carolyn.
Lick your leg.
We
I know you've
got to
go.
I hope you get it home.
Patty, blessings. Thank you. And did you notice that Bob was keyed into me? Because I adore animals. He was quiet.
See?
Mm-hmm. Well, we love you. Call again, Carolyn. We'll definitely get a hold of it.
PattyMandy.com.
Please. Thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome. We love you. The guys are pushing. We've got 4 minutes left. We just took the new airwave. Patty Sands came in and got us a little bit. We're over here in Pacific Ocean. What's going on with you guys, Jethro? You always tell me you didn't write me. I'm sorry, Pamela. This is my school friends. Other people are going, we're having it because of Mercury. If you didn't get the emails or you didn't get the memo, we're always on at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, you guys. And so you'll be able to catch us in the archives. We're out there. We want to take that and thank all of your friends over in Alien RTV. We want the other ones that are going in for I Am Now. We love you guys. We're going to grab one more. We always do this slide in on home plate because that's how me and Patty are. We try to get as many of you in and help and still give you the advice. We don't have to talk about Syria. We have a lot of people want to know what Patty and Psyche Justo feel about Syria. So tune in next week if you're ready. I know a lot of you are, some of you are very, very happy. Some of you are really surprised that we didn't take his side. I can't believe you said that. Okay, well, that's what we're here for. We're wild and we're honest, and that's the part of being who we are. Take his side. 819, how are you doing today?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You got in for a few minutes. I've got 3.5 minutes, so I got one quick question. I'll grab you with your name.
Hi, my name is Sahar. I'm actually calling from Canada. And hi, Patty.
Hi, you made it in. Yay.
Yes,
so,
I
talk
did.
Talk really fast, and I'm going to let Jethro answer this one since I'm going to talk to you later. Good.
Beautiful.
Hi.
I love it, Sierra. Welcome.
The reason for my call is that my boyfriend broke up with me about a month ago. I would like to know what will happen in future.
Good. I'm glad you're going to be talking with Patty on it. You've got a big situation going on here, and I feel this man has decided to go away and not listen to what the guides were saying. So you're having to heal and go through what we call free will bad jump. That's what I call it. He's over here, and then the guides are showing me that this I do see you going into some of the strengths there. I see you, Sierra, doing it. Patty will be able to give you the balance and some of it. This is the why they want you to do some of this on your own for a while. We were talking earlier, and Patty's like, put that mask on. She's going to take you through and do some of the teaching you how to balance, do the different sounds, different vibration, get you back. Because this really hurts you. You really had yourself, I feel, really with this person. You play for keeps, that kind of person is what I'm feeling from you, Sierra.
Yes. That was right. Yeah. So this relationship, from your point of view, is over.
You'll have to have Kai look at the rest of it because of timing. I want to be fair, but what I'm seeing is him stepping back, and I see you. If you want to keep him, you got to bring in some energy to fight, and that's where, you know, the Libra, Patty does love real good, and she's going to give you the strength, and then you're going to make the decision of whether you want to play with him or not. It's a girl thing.
Okay.
I want to say that. I'm not a sexist. I just got to be honest. We love you, Sierra. You definitely hope we helped you come back. Tell the people if they're candid. Do you ever listen to Toronto's 105?
So is Patty has a comment on this matter or?
I will talk to you later, but yeah, I want you to get some new perspectives on things is the first thing I'm getting. Look at things a little bit different. It's really about you getting your balance back, your happy back, your everything. And I think this person is, whatever you thought it was really holding you down.
Mm-hmm.
We love you, Sierra. Okay. Give us contact, Patty. You guys talk. You can call us back later if it's
Thank
okay.
You.
It's always confidential. It's up to you. We love you. Tell everybody in Toronto to call in or up there in Canada because we're here for you, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you
so much for calling.
Thank you. We
you.
Love you guys up there. You're welcome. We've got a couple of you guys going a little kooky on me. I want to make sure we're catching that. Patty's back. Patty, what do you want to say before they do a Mercury on us?
What was that?
Anything you got left to tell these wonderful fans in 20 seconds?
Oh, I just say, have a great spring. Get outside. Enjoy it, whatever your weather. Get inside and enjoy it. Make sure you come back next week. And remember that you're a miracle.
Amen. We love that. All you guys stay well. It was the way to be. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.